New Year's revelers who are regretting too many drinks or too many cigarettes last night may want to think about celebrating next year in Norway. Taxes there already make alcohol prohibitively expensive. Sometime this year, the government is expected to vote on a proposal to ban smoking in all restaurants and bars nationwide. Should the bill pass, Norway claims it will become the first smoke-free country, at least in public places. Gregory Crouch reports from Oslo.
Rún Rotefatn hates cigarettes so much that he forces his girlfriend to smoke outside on their apartment balcony, even in the frigid Norwegian winter. His customers aren't quite so cooperative. Rotefatn is a bartender at Studenten, a pub in the shadow of Norway's parliament.
Every night when I come home, I have to take a shower and I feel really filthy. The smoke is really bothering me. So we are working in a very non-healthy environment.
Norway's center-right government had people like Rún Rotefatn in mind when it recently proposed banning smoking in all bars and restaurants. Tens of thousands of Norwegian bartenders, waitresses, and maitre d's toil in a constant fog of cigarette smoke. Health Minister Dagfinn Høybråten estimates that several hundred Norwegian non-smokers die every year as a result of passive smoking.
It kills more people every year in Norway than are killed in traffic accidents. This is the only group of workers in Norway who have not the right to a smoke-free work environment. And we have tried more moderate solutions. They don't work.
One of the few outspoken opponents of the no-smoking proposal is John Alvheim, a legend in Norwegian politics, a kind of Nordic Strom Thurmond. He says the government has simply gone too far.
Denne loven som fundamentalistisk.
This is a fundamentalist and moralistic law, Alvheim says, which aims to stop people from smoking. Alvheim adds that if the law is passed, it will be the strictest in the world and will take away a person's right to choose. But Høybråten, the health minister, doesn't mince words.
If freedom for me means that I cause illness or even death for other people, then freedom goes too far and has to be infringed.
Norway's Hotel and Restaurant Workers Union is lending its full support to the no-smoking movement. Inside Oslo's Swank Grand Café, union representative Jens Peter Hagen says the staff here has a fundamental right to fresh air, even though he himself is a smoker.
I don't think that you can use my smoking, my habit, as an argument that gives me a right to pollute the air for all the workers in the restaurant. No, I have to stop.
Some of Norway's tourism officials are concerned that a no-smoking policy could scare away visitors. Health Minister Høybråten brushes off such concerns, pointing to U.S. cities and states with strict no-smoking regulations.
Well, there's certainly places around the world which have tried this sort of legislation, but it's true that it's the first nation taking such a step if it's passed in Norwegian parliament. And I wouldn't mind if other countries follow suit.
Høybråten is pushing for a vote on the proposal this spring. If it passes, it will likely go into effect next January 1st, making for a cleaner, fresher 2004. For NPR News, I'm Gregory Crouch in Oslo.